such as the following concern me. The East Village development will be limited to 3,000 dwellings, approximately 6,000 residents. I just wonder how we can be assured of this when building heights are not mandated. Instead, they are preferred. Throughout the document, there's a lot of statements saying this should happen, that should happen. We all know that when we just say it should happen, then there's no really accountability on whether it will happen or not. So I would strongly recommend that yourselves, councillors, and the minister would seriously consider making it much more definite about height limits, because if we can have further height limits, it means more residential properties. And I just don't think there's enough detail in there to assure us that what the document says is going to happen, will happen. And I think a typical example of this is Caulfield, where the sky's the limit at Caulfield. So that's one of the things. Also, my concern when I read about the new light rail going up North Road, as a solution, as a person who lives here and drives up North Road frequently, North Road is already a problem road in terms of a lot of traffic travelling up that road. And I don't see how putting a tram in the middle of North Road between Ormond and Monash is going to actually help traffic. In fact, I think it will make it worse, because I drive up Glen Huntly Road, and when I drive up Glen Huntly Road, I'm always having to dive, hoping that I might be able to pass the tram, but otherwise then I'm stuck behind the tram, etc. And already at the corner of East Boundary Road and North Road, the right turning lane is completely inadequate. In peak hours, it stops the traffic from actually coming down there. So in reality, you're then looking at only one lane of traffic moving forward, because the second lane of traffic is stuck behind the right turning lane. So I would seriously recommend to you that you really unpack this suggestion and really make sure that this is going to help make the traffic better around that area. The other concern that I have about the traffic is that just I looked at all the modifications, and they just seem to be in the entrances and exits to it, but then once the traffic gets out of there, there doesn't seem to be a huge number of modifications to take the extra traffic coming out of Cobar North and South Road. So that's another concern that I have in terms of that. Parking, I find very vague. It doesn't say what sort of parking exactly we're going to end up having, etc. So I do ask all councillors to seriously look at the document, to make sure you have read it and considered it and you understand what it actually means. And those are some of my points, but there's lots more I could make, but I know that you'll take it into consideration and have a look at it carefully. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. Gallery, anyone else wanting to come forward? Okay.